You know what I'm saying? I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. Stupid.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her. Dirty J. Presents.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome, everybody, back to the Bumping Gums Podcast. I'm Dirty J here, my right-hand man, the Black Knight himself, Kevy Kev.
What up, what up?
Why'd you look at me like that for?
The Black Knight?
Yeah. The Black Knight. That has so much power in its name.
Isn't that like a Martin movie or some shit?
Was it?
I think.
I don't know.
I didn't watch it if it was. I know that he had a movie with a knight in it, in the name.
Was it The Dark Knight? I don't know.
I don't know, but I didn't watch it.
Well, you just brought that random. Thanks for that random fact.
I mean, that's what automatically popped in my head.
Or a movie that you've never seen?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Or Batman.
That's where I was going with it. Like Black Knight. Oh, that's Dark Knight.
Yeah, Dark Knight.
My fault.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, not
dark,
exactly.
Black.
Two different different things, but okay.
How you been? Well, we're back from our hiatus.
Holiday break.
It was a holiday, long-ass holiday. So yeah. A lot of shit happened.
Yeah.
It was some drama leading up to some shit to holidays, and now we're here. At least on my end.
And we're back.
Back, y'all.
I mean, I
what
ain't
episode
have no
are
drama.
We in?
You know, we're at an episode. It's like 231 or something like that.
That's a good guess. So all these random facts and you don't know what episode we're on.
Nah, because we wasn't expecting that.
That's the way it's been for the last 200 shows.
Yeah, but that's not what we was expecting. We was just expecting to, you know, come in and, you know, mic's blazing.
Episode 230. Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, I was almost there.
You didn't even say nothing.
I said 231.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
I bet you did.
My fault, y'all. My fault.
See, I was ahead already.
Okay. All right. So this is what happened. A lot of stuff happened. So it started off with having car troubles with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was having tons of car trouble.
What was his name?
So I finally got a car in my name. First time ever.
Hand claps.
Oh, yeah, we have that. I forgot about that.
Not gunshots.
Felt like
Jesus
it.
Christ.
I forgot where that button was, but.
Congratulations!
Got a car. We're good. Actually got hooked up really nice. I'm happy. So, got that. Then I think.
You got hooked up?
Yeah, we got hooked up. All and right, then good. I think we got sick. I had COVID.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did have COVID.
I had COVID. And then just drama with my teams. I quit the girls.
They quit you.
Nah, I quit them. Man, my volleyball team was drama after drama, bro. Season ended, thank God. Getting ready to start a new season, but I'm not picking up a team. My daughter, everybody's scattered. Everybody's on a whole different team. The drama's still continuing. It's just crazy.
I mean, that's girls.
Girls is being girls.
That's
like
teenage girls.
It makes me love my boys so much more. Not also Jeff Epstein shit, but. Like, it just makes me... Like,
Jeff who?
Epstein.
Okay. I didn't know what you said at first.
Yeah. It just makes me, like, appreciate.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gotta appreciate the fellas.
Yeah. I mean, and so I got a whole new squad.
Okay.
Well, I got a few returners, but I got about, I want to say, 5 new players.
All right. So about half.
I'm about half and half.
Okay.
And boys is looking good, bro. We looking solid.
No, I'm saying, how are they playing?
We looking solid. You try to make a funny.
No.
That was your.
So now you want a hand clap when. We're going to have to take that away from you.
Oh, yeah. You think, I don't know what buttons or what.
Yeah.
But we looking good. We have our first tournament this weekend. And then our season actually starts, I think, in 2 weeks, something like that. But we looking really nice. I'm really happy with my boys. My daughter, she's on a really good team.
Okay.
That's looking out. They're called the Savages. Because
comes up with these names?
The coach did, obviously.
The Savages. Come on.
They solid though, bro.
Come on, dog.
What'd you think about our team now? I mean, shit, since we've been so transparent, what'd you think about the Bulldogs?
Nothing's wrong with the Bulldogs.
So what's wrong with the Savages?
Like, most teams are named after an animal.
Okay.
Or, you know, you have certain things that you may name a team after. But, you know, like, again, Bulldogs, you know, your Eagles, Ravens, you know, stuff like that. Cool.
Speaking of names.
Robins.
The Robins. Who the fuck would be called the Robins?
Blue Jays.
Would you be on a team called the Robins?
I mean, if it's a girl's team.
That sounds feminine.
Yeah, it's a girl's team.
Nah, I ain't nobody called the Robins.
Yeah, and then you have your little bird and all that shit, yeah. All
right, so you know my boys is called the Outlaws.
Okay.
We've been the Outlaws for going on 5 years.
All right.
I just found out there's another whole, like, league, a whole squad. I'm talking about they have ages starting from 3 to about 8th graders called the Outlaws. They got like 5 teams.
So y'all got outlaw beef?
So I don't know if they know about us. I seen them. Their logo is real similar to ours, and they've only been around 3 years.
Mm.
So I don't know, like, if I should.
You should take they shit.
Why? I mean, why should? I'm happy with mine.
No, but I'm saying you should take they shit. Be like, hey, let me holler at you.
I feel like our logo, our colors are more solid.
But you got yours trademarked, right? No. Damn.
Never did that. That's where we messed up. But
see, gotta trademark your shit.
But I have proof. I have documentation.
But you gotta have a trademark.
So should I bring it up to them? Should I message? Like, should I? Like, what should I do?
I would go ahead and file for the trademark and then be like, "Hey, run that shit, homie."
I feel like I should go and like have Jay try out for them, just to kind of like work his way in, like infiltrate them.
Mm-hmm.
And then blow them up from the inside.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, but I mean, I would just go over there. I'd have my outlaw shit on and be like, huh, funny seeing you around. Like, I'm an outlaw. You're an outlaw. So, how long have you been an outlaw? You know what I'm saying?
And so, like,
just be on some just asshole shit.
And so, like I said, they have multiple teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because when like I'll be like, oh, I coach the Outlaws, I see some eyebrows raised like, oh, I've heard of y'all. I'm over here thinking we're doing fucking badass. And now it's like, have you heard of us or you heard of them?
Yeah, you know us. We running this shit in
so
this
like,
city.
I don't know. I'm kind of.
See, that's why it can only be one.
I'm actually considering looking for a sponsor. I put the word out to a couple of people. They're interested, but I just got to get my business plan together.
Okay.
And I want to start a team, but this is what I want to do different. Should I say it? Yeah, fuck it. I say it. This is what I want to do different. My sponsor is going to sponsor pretty much everything.
All right.
For at least the first season.
Okay.
There's not going to be no fees for the players, no fees for the parents on anything. We're going to have our gyms paid, uniforms paid, and tournaments paid for.
Okay.
Now with that,
Are you going to really try to hook it up and even get them some tennis shoes and shit?
Not shoes, but like we'll get some like backpacks, some like workout gear, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'm looking right around 8 to 10,000 ish.
Okay.
For everything.
That's a lot.
It is. But that's where we can get registered. That's where we can get all that. Now with that, I can open it up and be like, hey, why don't y'all come play with us? Y'all don't have to pay nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I might get, I'm not going to say better players, but I might get more players. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
But I'm going to open it up. So it's not going to, I'm not going to just carry the same team. I'm going to open up to open trials now.
Gotcha.
And I would like to travel a little bit. So, and but the thing is.
Oh, so you want to get into the AAU hustle.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about it is the our sponsor is going to, we're going to carry their name.
Okay.
So for example, like if it's a restaurant that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
We'll change our name to that restaurant name, which would be dope.
Or do like the NBA and have their logo
yeah.
on your shit.
So that's what we're working out.
Then that would be like real dope to have like their little logo mm-hmm. on your shit.
Sponsored by?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, they
we'll see what happens.
They be looking at y'all like, God damn, they really on some professional type
right,
shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I like that.
We'll see. It's in the works.
Okay.
Got something on the back burner.
All right.
But other than that, my Outlaws right now looking real good. Our first tournament is Saturday. We play at Saturday at 11. We're going to have 3 or 4 games, and then we play next weekend is our opening weekend.
Okay. So I'll try to make next weekend because I think I should be off next weekend.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm guard heavy, bro.
Okay.
I got 2 bigs. That's it. My 2 centers that I'm going to rotate. Other than that, I have.
Why you want to rotate them?
Well, like, they get tired.
You don't have anybody that has any height on them?
That's it.
Damn.
Other than that, I have like 7 guards on an 11-man team. But like, so I don't know if that makes us quicker. We're a smaller team.
We're running gun.
Yeah.
Running gun.
I got a couple on my squad that's like, yo, like.
See, but I mean, damn, at their age, like they should be able to run the whole game. I would have, you know, I play that little Twin Towers.
Well, even one of my big, well, actually both of them, to be honest, both of them can run the floor too. They pretty quick for being they as big as they are.
Okay.
And one of them, he's a 7th grader. He big. He's probably my biggest one. He's 7th grader, but he's quick too.
Hmm.
And he got a little bit of handles on him.
Okay.
So Jay's been working on his stroke. He got range on him.
Oh, come
on. Bro, he's been lining them up from the 3. Talking more shit now. I'm getting more proud of him.
Uh-huh.
I got my guards. I don't know if I should say all their names, but like I don't know how their parents would feel about it. But they looking really nice. Okay. I'm excited.
I'm definitely going to come check y'all out.
I'm like, forget my girls.
So, considering the fact that we just, you know, came back from a hiatus from the holidays and everything, how was your Thanksgiving? How was your Christmas?
Thanksgiving was cool. It was like, it was real simple, real small. Circle's getting smaller every year.
Okay.
And I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that.
About to be a period.
So, it was like my dad came through, my sister and them. It was just real cool. We obviously had the basics. I felt so bad. So, like, every year, for as long as I can remember, we've always done raviolis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first year since my mom passed, I didn't think about it till that day.
Mm.
And I was cooking everything. I was smoking the turkey. I was like, damn, I forgot the raviolis. And I felt so bad. Like, I forgot about my mom. It hurt. And the baby was like, well, let's do it for Christmas. Yeah, Christmas came and we had no raviolis. Well, like, I felt bad, but other than that, it was really good turnout. Christmas was really good. Everybody, I think my dog probably had the best Christmas. Like he got Henry, his little stuffed animal.
Okay,
goes to bed with him, takes him everywhere.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, like bro, he can't, like think of a toddler with a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dog with Henry.
Okay,
Henry's a little armadillo that sounds like a pig when you squeak it.
Uh huh.
And it's just funny because, like, it'd be quiet and all of a sudden you hear that squeak and it's like, this dude's loving. He had the best time ever. Bro, people were mailing him presents, mm-hmm. my dog.
That's crazy.
He got presents in the mail.
Like, where's mine?
That's just like, yeah, like, blew my mind.
Yeah, that's
But cool. It was good. And you?
Oh, man, Thanksgiving was good. Thanksgiving was great. Like, I ate a ton. I was, you know, when you eat so much that you can't like walk normal and you kind of like walking from like kind of bouncing from side to side.
Why are you looking at me like that? What the fuck are you looking at me like that for?
Because I'm talking to you.
But you like looking at my stomach when you're talking. My eyes are up here.
Like, am I supposed to be? That's funny. That reminds me of like some shit that a woman would say. My eyes are
like you looking down, like you know how you wobble when you walk. Like fuck you,
wobble baby. but you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, I was so full.
Quit looking at me like that. Okay, I get you. Fucking asshole.
I'm talking to you. That's funny, but dog. One of my favorite things to make now, I make homemade cranberry sauce.
All right, bro. Okay.
My God.
Shut up. What's the whole big thing about the cranberry sauce? Okay. Bro, my cousin goes nuts for cranberry sauce. And it's not the homemade one or the chunky just, one. Yeah. They want the one in the can where it comes out the can. It still looks like a can.
Uh-huh.
Her and my wife went to like four stores looking for that. Like fiending for it, bro. Like some crackheads.
Cranberry sauce is good.
I've never had it like that.
The homemade cranberry sauce ain't no joke. You know,
so how'd you get into homemade cranberry sauce?
Dog, I was looking at somebody's Instagram page.
Okay.
And I saw it, and I've always liked cranberry sauce.
Okay.
But seeing how easy it was to make, I was like, oh. All
right.
It's over.
But is it a sauce or is it a jelly? Because you don't say, like, I'm going to eat some peanut butter and sauce. You say, I'm going to eat some peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
Cranberry is a jelly.
I mean.
So why are you calling it sauce?
Because that's what it's always been called.
Not, yeah, but you're making it. Like, you can call it whatever you want.
Well, I'm just going by what the term is normally called.
Okay, so let's rename it. What are we calling it?
We can call it cranberry jelly.
Kev's jelly.
If you want to call it jelly, it's a jelly.
What the fuck are you putting that on me, Ricky Bobby?
Because you the one that wants to change up the
I'm
name.
I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like it's a sauce.
Okay, so in what we're talking about right now,
okay,
it's cranberry jelly.
Okay.
But it's
I feel real, like you just tell me what I want to hear.
Yeah, basically. So it's real easy to make though. Like you just put the cranberries in the pan, put some orange juice, some sugar, orange peel, boom.
You bake it?
No, in a pan. And they start to pop like,
so, like you put it like on the oven.
No. In a saucepan. And
the hell are you talking about, Kev?
A saucepan. You put the cranberries.
No, I'm not fucking retarded. I get what you're saying, but like, does it go on the stove?
Yes.
That's what I just said.
It's in a saucepan. Where else would
What's
it go?
What's a saucepan? Are you talking about a pot?
No, a saucepan.
You can't keep repeating the same thing and expect me to understand. I don't understand it the first time you said it like five more times.
You know, like the small pan that you normally put like tomato sauce and stuff like that.
A pot.
Normally, a pot is bigger.
Okay.
So, like the kind of smaller one with the short handle.
Okay, a small pot.
What you would cook noodles in?
Okay. I got you.
So that's a sauce.
All right. So you put real cranberries?
Yeah, real cranberries.
Okay, and then.
Orange juice, sugar, orange peel.
Okay.
And you let it come up to a simmer, and you'll start hearing the cranberries pop open. Like, they literally, it's like, almost like when you pop in popcorn, you hear them pop.
Really?
Yeah, you'll hear them start to pop open. Because, okay. You know, they're solid.
Yeah.
So they'll start to pop open, and then you just whip them, until, you know, you start to mash them. Until they all come, you know, flat or to the consistency that you want. And then, boom, you're done. Put it to the side.
And then you just eat it like that?
Hell yeah. And it's fire.
So you bring it some next week?
If I can get some... If I go into HEB and they got some cranberries in there, I got you.
Because I've never had homemade cranberry sauce.
I got you.
Cranberry jelly.
Cranberry jelly.
I don't get why it's called sauce. But that's weird that you just like... You saw this TikTok and it just amused you.
No, it was like I said, I've always liked cranberry sauce. So okay, since I've always liked it, I was like, shit, if I'm going, like, I can go to the store and just get this shit out of the can, or do I want to do this that's going to take me about 20 minutes? I'm going to go ahead and get the real
shit. Worth it?
Hell yes.
Really?
Makes a hell of a difference. Hell of a difference. And plus, you get like, because you grade the orange peel,
mm-hmm.
You get the orange. Like, okay. It's not just straight cranberry. You get the orange peel, and it's dope. So I got a question. Of course, since, you know, you got the holidays that we've just, you know, been through, you know, three different sets of holidays, right? Who is the J-Lo of your family?
The fuck does that mean? Like, who has the fattest ass? How am I supposed to answer that?
Who's the star of your family?
Like, why would you just say star?
Should I say Salma Hayek?
What? Was that a racist joke?
Jay's from the Bronx, so you know what I'm saying? But Selma Hayek, you know what I'm
nobody,
saying?
J-Lo hasn't been relevant since, like...
Ever since she married, what's his name?
She got so many, I don't even know anymore. Is she married? She was married to Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Or maybe they didn't get married yet. But they're together or some shit like that.
She been ran through. Is that rude? Was that rude? My fault. I mean, but am I lying?
I mean, if you... I don't... I
they're waddles and quacks, bro. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't say
really?
So. Yeah, I wouldn't say so.
Off the top of my head, Mark Anthony.
Okay.
Batman.
They was together for years.
Yeah.
They've been together twice.
All the Boys to Men.
What?
Come on. Like, didn't she go out that baseball dude too?
Oh, yeah, they was together for years.
Yeah, that's like 18 people right there.
They was together for years.
Along with everybody else. Chad, there's more people I'm missing too. I can't even think, but why would you just say star of the family? Okay, so like, who's making the most money?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're speaking in code.
All right. You know how you've got like the J-Lo's, the Selma Hayek's, the Kim Kardashians. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a hell of a family.
Like, you can imagine, or let's just say with Kim Kardashian, right? Even though all of them in their family are stars, she is the star, right? So, like, she walks into the room and it's like everybody's like, oh my God, Kim's here. You know, like,
that's me all day.
You're the star of the family.
Yeah, I'm the talent, baby.
Really? I wouldn't think that you would be
the
star.
Who would you think the stars of my family is?
I mean, out of, I know you and your brother.
I don't have a brother.
So the other guy.
Okay. My dad's other son.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm just saying, I don't like, if we speak facts.
Well, it's not a fact.
It's a fact.
It's not.
It's a fact.
But I don't know how, I don't know the other siblings or the other people that's in the family to come down and say like, okay, when this person walks in, it's like.
So you don't feel like I have enough star ability to be like, that makes sense. You kind of still push me to the side, but like, I got to look at the rest of your family first.
I mean, I think that your family would be like, Jeff's here.
Not really. I feel like I'm the party. I feel like shit don't start popping until I'm there, good or bad.
Like, I don't know which way this is going to go.
We'll find out.
Jeff just walked in the door.
It's really like, what kind of mood is he in?
Right.
I mean, wouldn't that make me the star? I can make it go one way or the other.
I
can turn shit up or shut shit down.
I mean, you might have a point there. You might have a point.
All right, who's the star of your family?
I mean, do we have any questions?
You can't take my... You taking my line.
No, you asked me second, so that's just the way that it came through. But, man, come on. I am the star.
I don't feel like that's true.
I am David Ruffin, motherfucker.
Who the fuck is David Ruffin?
He's the star.
Some random fucking person?
Nah, he was the lead singer. He was the lead singer of the Temptations, David Ruffin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you say that, you got to put the title along with the name.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean.
What makes you the star of the family?
I mean, look at me. I'm the captain. Like, what are we talking about? Nah, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You know how it is. Like, you have certain people that everybody wants to talk to. So when I come home, when I walk through the door, it's like I'm home. Everybody wants they 5-10 minutes with me. Everybody wants to talk.
Your daughter's the only one that does that.
Shit. Everybody wants to talk to me. Everybody wants to, like, that's just how it is.
As long as I've known you.
As long as you've known me, everywhere that I go, motherfuckers like, there go Kev. Kev's here.
What says who? I have never heard that from anyone else's mouth but yours.
They don't have to say it.
You just said they say it.
No, I'm saying it's like when I walk through the door, it's like, oh shit, Kev's here. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
Okay. You know I'm that N-word.
I don't believe it. I don't know.
You know it's the truth.
I know. I really don't.
All facts.
It's not.
It is. It's a fact. Even when I come to your home and your kids is here,
they're respectful. They're like, hey, Kev.
No, they love Kev.
They're respectful.
They love Kev.
My son like Uncle Kev. My daughter's like Kev. And that's it. They go back to their room.
Nah,
they don't text nobody like, yo, guess who just walked in the door?
You don't know that?
Ain't nobody give a damn.
Did you check their phones?
Yes, I did. You did. So you better change that to dad.
See, I'm trying to tell you.
Man, what brought this up? Like, what the fuck?
It's a certain light that just shines. You know what I'm saying? It just be.
So you didn't even walk. You just glide through the door.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shoulders roll.
What the fuck was that?
You know what I'm
saying? Ever walk through my door like that again, bro?
Come through like I'm in a 70s movie with my own theme music and shit. Shoulders rolling.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, motherfucker.
So for Thanksgiving, do y'all do anything special? Like we do the raviolis, y'all do anything besides homemade cranberry?
I guess you can say that it's special because it's not technically your traditional Thanksgiving meat, but brisket.
Y'all do brisket for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. We had.
How do you prepare it?
So
you say oven, I'm gonna throw this glass at you.
Nigga, please.
I don't feel like a brisket should ever be in the oven.
So there was a smoked turkey. There was and the brisket that was on the grill as well.
Why do you think they used to say jive turkey?
I don't know. That was one of those terms that was well before my time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but like,
I don't know. I wonder,
okay, let's just say we're back, what, in the 70s? And somebody called you a jive turkey. Why would that piss you off? I ain't no jive turkey.
I've never thought of the term. Like, I've heard the term, of course, in like old sitcoms and stuff like that.
You ever sit back and like really thought about it? Like, I've why would never, you get so mad at that?
I've never thought about it because it was one of those terms that's just like, why would you say that? Like,
we should bring it back.
No.
Just, yeah.
No.
Next time we're with the homies, I'm just like, what's up, you jive turkey?
Nah, you say that and people are going to look at you like, oh, you must have just got out of prison from like a long term. did you go in when you was a kid or something?
Still saying, man.
Jive turkey? What?
I'm gonna try it. Just when we're in the crowd, I'm going to call you a jive turkey next time we're in the crowd. Next time we go out and have some drinks.
I'm like, what? You,
some drinks. Some drinks. That's right. What you say, you jive turkey? I just make a scene. I just want to see what people say.
Nobody's going to say anything, but they going to look. You're going to get some eyes. You're going to get some attention. Absolutely.
All right. So I've been in a rut lately.
All right.
I'm realizing I'm getting older. What's that look for? What the fuck was that like?
It's just a snicker. Like, yeah, you're getting older. You're getting older by the minute.
All right. I've been realizing it, though.
Okay.
My birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I didn't realize, I'm not going to say my age, but if I don't, I guess the story's irrelevant. But it's higher than I would like it to be.
The number just keeps going up every year.
And like, I didn't realize it till my kids all said it at the same time. When my wife, like, damn, you're going to be, uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and they looked at me like, and I was looking at them like,
mm-hmm.
So it's like, since then, I've been noticing little shit, and I don't like it.
What you notice?
Like, I just noticed, like, I don't know, I got to go back and think now. But like, I've been like, okay, like, little things that didn't bother me,
mm-hmm.
like, they started to bother me now.
Okay.
Like, turn off the lights. Like, y'all had this air conditioner on, this and that, and like, just little things like that.
Dog, I am the lights police.
But you're older than me.
But see, I grew up in a certain time frame, right? And the way that things were in my household, it's like, yo, if you're not in the room, if you not you like if you're not in that room, turn the light off. If it's daytime,
it never bothered me until like they told me my age.
Shit, that shit always bothered me.
Man, it never bothered me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't play that shit. Turn off.
And then like my, I felt my daughter, she about to go be a senior. Jay going into high school. That one I'm scared about.
Nah, it shouldn't be.
But then her and Jay are gonna be in the high school together. Which okay. Be fun. For 1 year.
Right.
Hopefully. If she graduates.
I mean.
So I don't know. I've just been like noticing I'm getting older. Like, I got gray hairs, bro.
I mean, it happens. I got a few.
Yeah, I don't want it.
I don't like the grays either. Yeah. But I ain't going to
be. Baby got a lot more than me, though.
Dog.
I'll be calling her shit out. I'll be pointing at like, damn, that's another one.
Because of what she did to you?
What she did to me.
When she looked at you and was like, you know, when y'all was at the restaurant, was like, damn, you got a lot of grace.
You had to bring that up.
I mean, you asked why.
I forgot about that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like one thing that I doubt that I would do. I won't just, you know, say that I won't do it, but I doubt that I would ever dye my hair. I doubt it.
What would... I guess, yeah. You dye it black.
Yeah.
I'll say, what would you dye it? Would you do a different color? Like blonde?
Fuck no.
Red?
Hell no.
Why?
Because, like, I'm a straight black man. Like, why would I need to... why would I need to dye my hair?
I don't know. Like, you just never thought what your beard would look like blonde?
Fuck no.
I think it look cute.
I think it would look gay as fuck. Like, no, I'm cool.
I feel like you should try it.
I definitely wouldn't.
How about we do a bet? Super Bowl bet.
No. Oh, speaking of football,
my
right?
My boys all day.
Okay. Anyway, so, you know, I have to say this on air, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been playing fantasy football for some years.
All right.
And your boy broke through. I won my first fantasy football championship this year.
Nice, nice.
Congratulations! We are the champions of the world. Yeah.
Don't ever sing again.
I mean, I don't have that type of range in my voice, so, but yeah. Yeah, it was it
congratulations.
Was thank you, thank you.
What'd
thank
you win?
The whole fee.
The what?
The fee. For
at least it's some feet.
The feet.
Like, damn, what kind of league you in?
So I think we put in $50.
Damn.
12 team league. Yeah.
That's a good little come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So it was great. You know what I'm saying? I brother was real happy, you know what I'm saying?
How can you win if football's still going on though?
Well, because it's fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean you said that.
So your team Your players, the players that you draft in the beginning of the season and you have on your team, you score points based off of what they do on the field.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Game's still going on.
No. So the way that they have it set up, the season ends like one, it can be 1 or 2 weeks before the season ends, because sometimes you'll have like in the real world, teams won't have really anything to play for, so it could fuck up your fantasy team.
See, I quit early. So you really didn't win.
No.
If you would have gone the distance, you probably wouldn't have won.
No, I would have won.
So you cheated your way.
Nah.
You just said.
Dog. We ended.
Don't act 17. Like a jive turkey.
We ended week 17.
See how it works?
The regular season ends on week 18.
I get that.
So you don't. You wouldn't want to have it.
No, you wouldn't want to have them mess up your stats.
Nobody. Not just
not
me.
Not the one that would win.
Not just me.
Not the one that would win.
Everybody. Nobody wants to have your week 18 is only
you speak
for
this league.
I speak for everybody in fantasy football.
Wow.
Everybody.
In all of fantasy land.
In all of fantasy land.
That's a big.
Nobody would want to have your fantasy championship be on the last week of the season, because the players that you have on your team, you would have no idea of what their team is doing. So, like, my team, the Ravens, right? My team has already clinched home field and the number one seed in the AFC. We have nothing to play for week 18. So,
you talking about your fantasy league?
No, the real team.
Don't say your team. You don't play for that team. I hate when people do that.
It's my team.
I hate when people, oh, we won. Motherfucker, I see you on the field.
My team.
I hate when people do that.
The Ravens. My team.
Such a team.
So, the starters aren't going to play next week. They're not going to play in week 18.
I get where you're going with it.
So you're going to have multiple teams, not just the Ravens, but you have multiple teams that don't have anything to play for. So their starters won't be playing, which means then there you have it doesn't make sense.
Somebody's starters are playing, though.
Somebody's starters.
I bet you they would want to go that extra week.
No, they wouldn't.
Why?
Because if you couldn't get it done by week 17, it's over. It's done.
Well, congratulations, though.
Thank you.
Anything planned for this year? What's your...
As far as?
I don't want to say resolution, because I feel like I haven't ever... Have you ever met anybody that said, like, I accomplished my resolution?
Well, I think that people may not have... people may have stopped doing...
I think it's bullshit.
I think that people may have stopped doing the resolution thing, but I think that everybody has goals.
What would you say...
I don't like to talk about my goals.
The fuck? Why not? You just got like all... Why?
Because...
Like, you just got mysterious on us.
I've never liked talking about my goals because it's like... Excuse me. You kind of have like a release of endorphins when you talk about certain goals and stuff that you have, right? So when you talk about them, it's almost like those goals that you have are almost real, but it can slow down your motivation. So I rather hold them close to my chest.
You don't got no goals. You could have just said that from the beginning. All right.
Nah, I'm a goalless motherfucker. There you go.
Let me see. My goals are, I want to get closer with my kids. Like,
when you say closer with your kids, what do you mean?
Like, just like bond with them more because they're getting older. Okay. That's like, damn, like I just realized my Layla, she's going to be a senior. Like, and then she's already talking about, like, I want to start moving now, start doing this, start doing that. And then started realizing, like, money wise. So I took her to open up her second bank account.
Okay.
She opened up a credit union account.
All right.
So now, like, I'm starting to prepare her for credit.
All right.
So, like, next step, we're going to get her a secured credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go, like, get her to start doing some, like, payment history, like, renting something, rent her own shit.
Okay.
Like that, where they report in a cons or something like that.
All right.
And start getting her ready for credit. So it's like, I started doing this stuff with her. I'm like, damn, I'm getting you ready for the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're getting old. And then, like, now I'm talking to Jay, and he's like, just hanging out with his friends more. It's like less us time. And it's like, damn, bro.
Like, it happens.
That's my boy. You know what I'm saying?
They grow up fast.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like the only loyal one is my dog right now.
Hey, that's why they call him man's best friend.
Yeah, it is. So I want to get closer with them. I don't know if I want to marry baby this year. Is that weird? We've talked about getting married, but we're not in a rush.
I think, honestly, it's one of those things that the faster you do it, I think that she'll appreciate it. I think that you'll appreciate it. I think that you'll be happy about it.
I just want to give her that power. That makes sense? I don't know.
She
like
already has the power.
No, she don't. I'm still single. Between like so many hours a week, I'm single.
Okay, if we don't have a new episode next week, you know why.
Well, that was usually our episode. Usually we have a lot more to talk about as far as news-wise, but we wanted y'all to get to know us this time. We never really had a show like that.
No.
Where we talked about us. That was a good call.
Yeah.
Even though I think you're just unprepared and you kind of winged that one.
Nah.
But it was a good call.
I got
to know us a little bit.
Yeah, you know. But, and like that, we out.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents. Gums.